Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Arisha, I want you to know something. When you're feeling down on yourself, you can always turn to me and I'm going to hype you up.
Oh, yeah. You are a top-notch hype woman.
Thank you so much. And I feel like it's important to have friends who remind you just how awesome you are. Which is why I really appreciate Nicki Minaj jumping in to support Britney Spears after she dissed her own dancing.
Yeah, it's like, did Britney forget who she is? I mean, go back and watch literally classic after classic of you dancing. You're good at it.
Yes, yeah, seriously. And I'll tell you what she's not forgetting.
That her dad's a failed gym owner?
Yeah, none of us are forgetting that. But she's also not forgetting what the whole family did to her, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, whoever will forget that?
I mean, none of us, sadly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, March 8th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So we all know and love Britney Spears as a dancing queen. That's who she's been ever since Baby One More Time came out. Like, that music video started her career. The dancing was sick.
Yeah, it started our lives.
Yeah.
That's how all really began living.
Let's not act like we weren't all trying to do that Baby One More Time choreo with our friends after school.
Trying, nailing it, you mean?
But ever since then, she's given, like, iconic dance performances. I think we can all agree on that. And while Britney hasn't really made much new music lately, she is still delivering dance to the people because we need it. She's given us a lot of in-home freestyle dance videos on Instagram. It's her bread and butter.
She gives the people what they want, and we love her for it. I mean, it's no secret she loves sharing videos of herself cutting up the dance floor. Is that what they say?
Cutting a rug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Where does that even come from?
I don't know.
Anyway, she regularly shares her dance videos on her social media. Usually they're filmed in her Los Angeles home in her one of three living rooms. but if she's away on vacation, sometimes she'll share from that location, too.
Yeah, thank God. And It's honestly getting to the point where these videos are like almost as iconic as her music videos. That's kind of what, like, you instantly recognize a Britney Spears Insta dance video.
Yeah.
And she does her own thing. It's completely different from the dance content we usually see from stars on social media. She's not doing lazy TikTok choreo.
Wow. Shots fired.
I'm sorry, but it's gotta stop. If you're gonna do it with your whole chest, okay?
I want to do that Applebee's one.
That one's like 3 months old.
I know.
So her videos obviously aren't polished choreography either. I think we can all agree on that. But who cares? Because it's just Britney being herself. But she's taken a lot of heat from people online over these videos.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's dancing.
Right.
Why are we coming for people for dancing? So Britney shared another video of her dancing this past Sunday. And in the video, she's wearing, you know, our classic current Britney look, a white crop top and short shorts. Mm-hmm. And in the caption, she says she recorded 30 dance videos when she was in Maui in late January. And she added, "That's fun to me," with 3 exclamation points, which dancing is fun. She also acknowledged the negative feedback that she's been getting, saying, "I know I'm not the best dancer. A lot of people make fun of the way I move. But honestly, as long as I'm moving and expressing my body outwardly in some way at this point, that's healing to me." Which, yeah, my theory about dancing is there's no such thing as bad dancing. There's phenomenal dancing and then there's fun, good dancing. Like, even if you're a terrible dancer, I don't think you're a terrible dancer. You're entertaining.
No, like, dancing is the one thing that I feel like can cheer anyone up. Like, even if you're terrible, get up and just start dancing. I guarantee you feel better.
Yes.
Even if your best friend's recording you on the couch.
Okay, well, I don't know that we can call that dancing.
Excuse you.
Flailing your arms about.
Okay, this episode's over. So anyway, I personally love how Britney's doing her own thing, dancing the way she wants, even if the haters gotta hate. But what we don't love is Britney trashing her own dancing.
Yes.
And apparently Nicki Minaj isn't loving it either.
Queen supporting queens.
Yeah.
So yeah, in the comment section of Britney's video, Nicki jumped in to share some love for Britney's moves, writing, "Not the best dancer? Britney, put your crown back on and leave it there, baby. You are the best dancer." Then she adds, "Settled that. What's next?" Big Sag energy, which alludes to the fact that both Nicki and Britney are both a Sagittarius. Now, for those who don't know, which how can you call yourself a true Britney fan if you don't know this? But Britney and Nicki know each other from working together back in 2011 when Nicki joined Kesha for the official remix to Britney's single "Till the World Ends," which has made it onto most of my playlists.
Yeah, you sound very passionate about it.
I love the remix.
Okay.
It's such a fun remix.
I just love that Nicki was like, "Britney, trust me. My cousin's friend had giant balls at one point."
No.
And that was some bad dancing. This is nothing compared to that. That was actually Sag energy. Just big Sag.
Oh, no. It's getting worse.
Okay. So, moving along from the giant balls, Britney has been opening up a lot more on social media since her conservatorship ended in November. Mm-hmm. And not only is she sharing these dance videos, she's also sharing a lot about how her life is different now that, you know, the failed gym owner and his succubus family are no longer trying to bleed her dry. So Britney said she finally felt like an equal on her recent trip to Vegas. Mm. So she went to Vegas last weekend to celebrate her fiancé Sam Asghari's 28th birthday. Mm-hmm. And they stayed, of course, at the presidential suite.
It's where I always stay.
Yeah. They stayed at Crockford's, which is actually at Resorts World Las Vegas, where my cousin Richie works. Shout out to Richie. An actual Richie.
I thought you were making up that name.
No, that's his name. So they got couples massages, you know, living the life. Although I will say, if that's their splurge, that makes me feel a little more rich because we can all get couples massages. Maybe not at the presidential suite.
Didn't we get a couples massage in Catalina?
Yeah, we did. We're my favorite couple.
I fell asleep.
Yep. The lady was like, "Are you alive, ma'am?"
It's like, please, I'm in my zen place.
She's in a milk coma, ma'am. Just please leave her alone.
Obviously, Britney's no stranger to Vegas. We all know she performed her Piece of Me residency there from 2013 to 2017 mm-hmm. that I famously attended. She performed almost 250 shows. But Britney shares something that I think we all kind of figured out, that only her family benefited from the experience. So on Sunday night, she posted to Instagram about her experience as a free woman in Vegas. The post has been deleted. Classic Britney. But in the caption, she wrote, "Being a guest in Las Vegas is way better than being me. Or wait, is it because my family got to be the stars when I worked in Vegas? I mean, damn, they were given star treatment, spas, alcohol, the whole nine yards. But guess what? This was my first time." She also wrote, "I don't have to entertain my family anymore and be their puppet." And it was absolutely lovely being treated like an equal in Las Vegas for the first time in 13 years.
Wow.
The absolute gall. Because that performance that I attended.
Famously.
She was so good, obviously working so hard. To have to do that night after night.
Yeah.
While everyone reaps the rewards is just... Ooh.
And she, like, she didn't even break when you were being dragged out of the theater.
Yeah. She's a That's a true showman. Yeah.
So, apparently, this party started before they went to Vegas. Britney took Sam to Polynesia to kick off his birthday. Like, that's one that hell of a kickoff.
Yeah.
Like, that's
Why
the opener.
Why did my birthday's kickoff start at the counter?
The burger place?
Yep.
Okay. So... She shared their tropical vacation with another now classic Britney Instagram move. One of my faves, a series of topless photos.
I think we should all be doing this more.
Yeah, we should. So Britney first shared their getaway with a video on February 27th of Sam kissing her hand on a private jet. And then she wished him a happy birthday.
Sometimes it's like, is Britney trying to tell us we're poor without telling us we're poor? Because she's really succeeding. Private jets, Polynesia kickoffs. but she followed up the post with multiple photos and videos of her both nearly naked and also fully naked on a beach. Of course, she's covering her breasts with her hands because this is Instagram and God forbid you see a woman's nipple.
Yeah.
And she's rolling in the sand and in the water. She then followed up the series of posts with a throwback of an old red carpet look and captioned it, "Showing my bod in French Polynesia as a rebel and free woman." And then just yesterday, she posted another series of topless beach photos with the caption, "Planning on having babies in Polynesia."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sad the diamonds only made a brief entrance to cover up her nipples.
Yeah.
Now it's just hands.
Yeah. And the stars.
Yeah.
I think we got a couple stars. Did we get a couple stars?
I think we did, actually. Yeah. She really mixes it up.
She does. She keeps us guessing. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But her new life is not all just fun, sun, and dance videos. It's obviously not like she's forgotten that she went through a traumatizing conservatorship for 13 years.
Right.
And she wants us to know, bless her, she's out for justice.
Yes, and as she should be.
Yes. And after her recent dance post, Britney shared another post to Instagram. It was a picture of her in an all-white outfit wearing sunglasses. But who cares what the photo was? No one cares about that. It's the captions where real stuff goes down.
Yeah.
And she talks about her family's lack of support, specifically during the months she spent living in a treatment center. She writes, "In a world where it's okay to lock your daughter up and make her work 7 days a week, 8 o'clock a.m. to 6 p.m., no days off." And then she describes the living situation as having no private baths and said she was made to give like 8 gallons of blood weekly. But she did later clarify she meant 8 vials of blood.
Did people need that clarification? Were people like, really, you gave 8 gallons? She would be,
she'd be
just
dead.
A mess of bones and skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
She also says, "This happened to me for 4 months after I worked for my dad and my family for 13 years. I gave my all when I worked only to be literally thrown away. And she was no more than a puppet to my family." And then she says how much worse it is that it happened at the hands of the people she loved the most and that she was treated less than, demoralized, and embarrassed. Britney says she's bringing this all up because they all got away with it. And that even though she's got her freedom, she's not done. She says, "I want justice and won't stop until something is done to those who harmed me. And yes, I was harmed."
This is going to be the court case of the century. Mark my words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it better happen.
If it comes down to it, we can just kidnap them and set up our own fake court.
Well, a citizen's arrest.
Yeah. And then citizens judge
court
and jury.
Yeah, I used to play that with my cousins. I'm talking about my cousins a lot this app. I'm so sorry.
Is this the cousin that's a Richie?
No.
In real?
No, oh. Different one. So obviously it's kind of up and down for Brittany. I feel like, you know, one minute she's dancing and enjoying her time. Uh-huh. And then she's kind of reflecting on her conservatorship. I think she hasn't really processed it fully yet. So it makes sense that it would kind of come up randomly out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
she's not mentally processed it. And that's okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was 13 years.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
I wasn't sure if you'd heard that news.
Wow. I wasn't sure of the actual math at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm just happy that she's like processing it at all in her own way. She's talking about it and that's good. And, you know, let the girl dance.
Yeah. I mean, I think of her Instagram as a very public diary. And
yes,
I love it. My diary is way more boring. So I'm just glad that I get to look at hers.
Thank you for clarifying that. I was wondering if it was more exciting than Britney's.
Dear Diary, another day where everyone pisses me off. Sincerely yours.
Yeah, checks out. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.